You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Good grief! It's filled with money!
Good grief!
That's just what I said! It's $2,000!
What's the matter with you?
What's wrong, Pop?
You got a big mouth, that's what! And don't call me Pop!
The Right Honorable Eugene Meltzner presiding. All rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends of this court, barristers and seekers of justice, I beg you, take your leisure.
I think that means everyone can sit.
Thank you, Bailiff Kendall.
You're welcome.
Please call out the case.
Morton versus Rathbone, civil action, dispute over possession of property. Representing Morton is J.A. Whittaker. Representing Rathbone is... Rathbone.
Thank you. Barrister Whittaker, do you wish to make an opening statement?
Nothing lengthy, Your Honor. I simply intend to prove that the property in question does, in fact, belong to my client, Isaac Morton.
I see. Barrister Rathbone?
Ditto for me, Your Honor. Only for Rodney here, not Isaac.
Huh. Well, then, having concluded the opening statements, such as they were, you, Barrister Whittaker, may call your first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to call Isaac Morton to the stand.
Isaac Morton, to the stand!
Are you sure about this, Mr. Whittaker?
You want justice, don't you, Isaac?
Yeah, I'm just not sure I'm gonna get it like this. Here goes.
Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may be seated, Master Morton.
Now, Isaac, I want you to tell this court in your own words what happened on the afternoon of November the 2nd.
Well, it all started in the woods near Gower's Field. Lucy and I were trying to find the path to old Gower's barn. I couldn't remember where it was, and since we'd found it together once before, I thought she might remember.
Isaac, where are we going?
To the old Gower barn.
What do you want with the old Gower barn? I mean, it's not even standing.
Well, that's what I'm counting on. See, I need some old wood for a project.
A project?
Yeah, a fort. For salmon.
What do you need a fort for?
So we can defend ourselves. Keep people out of it.
What people?
Well, people we don't want in.
Like who?
Oh, I don't know. Girls and stuff.
Hold it. Let me get this straight. You took me away from a good book and a warm fire to bring me out here in the cold so I can help you find the path to an old barn that you can take wood from to build a fort you're gonna keep me out of?
Well, yeah.
Goodbye, Isaac.
Oh, I was just kidding. We'll let you in. Sometimes.
Sometimes, huh? Wow, what a privilege. See you later.
Oh, come on, Lucy. You're the only one who can help me. Please?
Oh, all right. See that tree? The one with the carving on it?
Yeah.
It was at the start of the path, so it should be around here somewhere.
Why can't I see it?
It's been a while since we've been here. It's probably overgrown by now. Why don't you climb up and see if you can spot the clearing?
Okay, give me a boost.
Well, see anything?
Yeah, I see the clearing. And there's the barn. I'm coming down. Oh, we found it. It's over that way a ways. Come on.
No thanks. Here's where I get off.
What? But why?
Because I don't like that old barn. That's why. It gives me the creeps. I'm going to Wit's End. You're on your own from here.
But Lucy...
Bye again, Isaac. This time for real.
All right, fine. I'll just go on by myself.
And did you?
Yes, sir, I did. It was tough going. Like Lucy said, the path was overgrown, and I had to hack my way through with the stick. Even so, I was making good time until...
Whoa!
Good, Isaac. Maybe someday you'll learn to walk without tripping and falling on your... face? What is that? It's... a plastic bag. Feels like paper inside. I wonder what... Good grief! It's filled with money!
And what did you do after you found the money?
I counted it.
How much was there?
$2,000.
Proceed, Barrister Whittaker.
What happened after you counted the $2,000, Isaac?
I closed up the bag, put it under my coat, and ran to Wits End. Lucy was just getting there as I ran up. Lucy! Lucy!
Isaac, what's the matter with you?
You won't believe what I found.
You found something at the barn?
Not at the barn. I gotta see Mr. Whittaker!
Isaac!
Mr. Whittaker!
Isaac!
Mr. Whittaker!
Lucy, what's all the ruckus about?
I don't know. He just came running up to me outside and said he found something in the woods.
The plastic
what?
Bag. I've got to find Mr. Whittaker.
Okay.
Mr. Whittaker!
He's around here somewhere, Isaac. Why don't you sit down and take a deep breath? I'll
Honey,
go see if I can...
What's going on out here?
It's Isaac, Mr. Whittaker.
He's raving about some plastic bag he found out in the woods.
Mr. Whittaker, it's incredible.
What is, Isaac?
Bag money.
What?
Oh, my goodness, Whit. Look.
Good grief!
That's just what I said! It's $2,000! Sundays for everyone!
Oh, now hold it, Isaac. Just calm down. You need to think this thing through.
Think what thing through?
Well, if I'm hearing you correctly, you found a whole bunch of money that belongs to somebody else. I think you need to do the proper thing.
Which is?
Well, you need to call the police.
The police?
And did you call the police?
Well, it took a little persuading, but yeah, I finally did call the police. They said that the proper procedure in such matters is to file a found property report and wait 90 days to see if anyone claims the property.
And is that what you did?
Not exactly. I waited 89 days for someone to claim the property.
Well, tell the court what happened yesterday, the 90th day.
Well, you and I went to the police station to collect the money.
Looks like in a few moments, you're going to be $2,000 richer.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for doing the right thing.
It's been the slowest 90 days of my life, but this makes it all worth it.
Ah, Whit. Isaac.
Hi, Captain Orion.
I believe you have some property for this young man?
Yes. Well, about that, I'm afraid there's a bit of a problem.
You haven't lost the money, have you?
Peacocks and pelicans, no. Nothing like that. Well, it's just that somebody has claimed it.
What?
What? A few minutes ago, identified the money and the plastic bag.
Who is it? Who?
It's me, twerp.
Rodney?
You got it, dweeb. It belongs to me. And what's the big idea of trying to steal my money?
Steal it?
That's right. You tried to steal it, you chump.
Quiet, quiet. Order in the court.
Another outburst like that, and I shall clear the courtroom. Huh. Young Rathbone, you'll have the chance to tell your side of the story later. But for now, you will keep your muscles immobile and your oral cavity tightly sealed.
Huh? He means keep still and be quiet.
I believe I said that. You may continue, Master Morton.
That brings us to now. Because of the special circumstances, Captain Orion agreed to let us hold this trial to determine the rightful ownership. It was the only way he could think of that justice could truly be served.
Thank you, Master Morton. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Whittaker?
Not at this time, Your Honor. Your witness, Bart.
Thanks there, Whittaker. Now, Isaac, you say you went out to the old Gower barn to get some wood, right?
Yes, sir.
Why did you go all the way out there? Whittaker has some old wood out back. Why didn't you ask him?
I just didn't think to, that's all.
Uh-huh. Isaac, How do you feel about Rodney?
Objection. My client's feelings are irrelevant.
I think they are relevant, Your Honor. And if you'll let me continue my questions, you'll see why. Overruled.
But Eugene...
Mr. Whitaker, I said overruled. Oh. Please take your seat. Continue, Mr. Rathbone.
Well, Isaac, how do you feel about Rodney?
I feel all right about him, I guess.
You guess? Now, that surprises me. I mean, you and he have been at odds more than a few times, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean
Let's face it. He has picked on you quite a lot, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Threats, embarrassment, ridicule. Boy, if someone did that to me, I'd sure find it hard to like him. Isn't that how you really feel about Rodney, Isaac? You just flat out don't like him?
Objection.
In fact, you hate him, don't you?
No.
Your Honor.
If the truth were known, you'd love to see Rodney get hurt in some way. Isn't that right, Isaac?
No.
Your
no.
Honor, I object.
I think you've made your point, Barrister Rathbone. That will be quite enough.
That's okay, Your Honor. I'm through anyway. For now.
So, Lucy, you did help Isaac find the path?
Yes, sir. It all happened just the way he said it did.
Thank you. Your witness.
No questions at this time, Your Honor.
Very well. Barrister Whitaker, do you have any further witnesses?
No, Your Honor.
Barrister Rathbone, we'll hear from your witnesses now.
I would like to call Rodney Rathbone.
Rodney Rathbone to the stand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Be seated.
Now, Rodney, tell the court why the money in question is yours.
Well, because I've been saving it now for about a year. I wrap it in bundles and put it in that plastic bag.
Why didn't you keep it in the bank?
With the shape they're in these days, you gotta be kidding. Well, that's what you always say, Pop.
Yeah. So, you decided to hide it in the forest?
Well, not in the forest. In a secret hiding place, under some boards at the old Gower barn. I was saving up to get a new motorbike. I knew I had $2,000, and thanks to some recent cash flow, I finally had enough to get the bike. But you can imagine my shock when I went out to the barn last week and the bag was gone.
There. Try to control yourself.
Sorry.
Rodney. I want you to think back now to the accident you had at the old barn. It collapsed on you, right?
Yeah, I was trapped.
Oh, that must have been kind of scary. Who was it that found you?
Isaac Morton.
Really? I guess it's good he knew where the barn was, huh? Have you ever heard him mention it since?
Oh, yeah. He talks about how he goes out there all the time.
No, that's not true.
Order. Order in the court.
Rodney, have you ever had any run-ins with Isaac?
Well, I picked on the little twerp guy a few times, but it was all in fun. I never thought he'd try and get back at me by stealing my money.
Objection. Isaac is not on trial here.
Sustained.
Have you anything else to say, Rodney?
Just that the money's mine, and always has been, Pop.
Thank you, Rodney. Don't call me Pop. Your witness, Whitaker.
No questions.
No questions? But Mr. Whitaker...
Rodney's rehearsed his story too well, Isaac. Any questions I ask might be damaging to us.
Order. Barrister Rathbone, call your next witness.
Your Honor, I'd like to recall Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
Lucy Cunningham Schultz to the stand.
I remind you, you're still under oath.
Yes, Your Honor.
Just a few questions. Lucy, you said you helped Isaac locate the path in the woods, right?
Yes, sir.
But you were not with him when he found the property in question?
Well, no, I wasn't, but...
So you never actually saw where Isaac found the money, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Your witness.
No questions.
Lucy, you may step down. Barrister Rathbone, have you any further witnesses?
Just one more, Your Honor. I would like to call Miss Connie Kendall.
Miss Connie Kendall Me?
Barrister Rathbone, am I to understand that you wish to question my bailiff?
That's right.
I object. She was not on the review list of witnesses.
I admit she's a surprise, Your Honor, but I have received some last-minute evidence that makes her testimony vital to my case.
Huh. Well, very well. Bailiff Kendall, give me the Bible.
Okay, here.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Very well, be seated.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Kendall, I take it you remember 91 days ago when Isaac came bursting in with the money?
Yes, I do. It was really exciting.
Aha. Then it should be just as easy for you to recall an incident between Rodney and Isaac that took place 92 days ago, right here at Wits End.
I don't think I know what you're...
Let me refresh your memory. You were behind the counter, and Isaac was standing in front talking to you when Rodney walked up.
Well, well, just the people I'm looking for.
Oh, no. What can I do for you, Rodney?
Oh, nothing for me. But according to this piece of paper, you can do plenty for Isaac.
Paper?
Hey, listen up, everybody. Connie Kendall is about the sweetest girl I know. She's fun, and she smells good, too. If I could pick any girl to be my girlfriend, it would be Connie.
Give me that!
Give it to him, Rodney.
All right here. I'll leave you two lovebirds alone.
Go home.
Now do you remember, Miss Kendall?
Yes.
I bet Isaac was pretty embarrassed after that, huh?
Embarrassed and furious, wouldn't you be?
Sure. So what did he do?
He ran into the bathroom, and when he came out, he wanted to go home. So I took him to the back door.
And when you took him to the back door, didn't Isaac tell you that he would like to get back at Rodney if he could?
Well...
I don't have to remind you that you're under oath, do I, Bailiff Kendall?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes. Isaac said he'd like to get back at Rodney if he could.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Quiet! Quiet! Well, all the evidence now being in, I shall retire to consider what I've heard. This court is recessed for 2 hours, at which time I shall return with my decision.
Almost up. Eugene should be coming out soon.
Hopeless. It's hopeless.
Now, it's not over till it's over.
Are you sure Eugene was the best choice for judge? I mean, he's so concerned with the facts, he might forget that a judge needs to be kind, too.
I know, Lucy, but he does know something about the law, and he had nothing to do with the initial finding of the money. Besides, he was the only person everyone could agree on. I have faith that his decision will be fair.
I still say it's hopeless.
I just don't know how Bart knew what you told me, Isaac.
The bones of wrath, Connie, they're everywhere. One of them probably overheard it.
I'll tell you one thing. Rodney's story sure seems airtight. I mean, he knows details that it shouldn't be possible for him to know. The money's been locked up in the police station, and we're the only ones who saw the plastic bag.
Well, one of us must have said something to somebody.
Oops.
Connie? You?
Not on purpose. I told my mom about it because it was so exciting, and, well, there's a good chance she told someone. Maybe even Bart Rathbone. She shops at the Electric Palace every once in a while. I'm sorry.
I knew we shouldn't have done this trial thing. I knew it wouldn't work.
Now, Isaac, you mustn't think that. You have to have faith that justice will prevail.
Oh, here he comes.
Hear ye, hear ye! All rise!
Be seated. I've considered the evidence carefully and brought the weight of jurisprudence to bear on the problem. There are discrepancies on both sides and much to be said for both sides. However, justice demands that I decide for the strongest claim. Therefore, based solely on the evidence, I must find in favor of Rodney Rathbone.
Oh, well. Yippee!
All right!
Yeah, congratulations, Bart.
Oh, yeah. I'm just happy the money is back with its rightful owner.
Yeah, and just to show you there's no hard feelings, Isaac, I'm not going to press charges about the theft of my money.
Thanks a lot, Rodney.
Well, it's time to go buy a motorbike. Come on, Pop.
Yeah, okay, son. Go Don't call me Pop.
Okay, sorry, Pop.
So justice will prevail, huh, Mr. Whitaker?
Isaac?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, you've been sitting here all alone for the last hour. I'm getting kind of worried about you.
I never thanked you for the job you did, Mr. Whitaker. You did the best you could. I know that. Just wasn't good enough.
Oh, Isaac. Look, I'm sorry this didn't turn out like you hoped, but you gotta believe me when I say that justice really does exist.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm not making it up, Isaac. It's in the Bible. Be sure your sins will find you out. See, God said it, not me. Justice will prevail. Maybe not here on this earth, but ultimately it will.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Whitaker. Whatever you say.
Isaac,
hey, wait, Isaac!
Connie, but what's going on here?
The radio! Listen!
Once again, this is Brett Hinckley with a special report. I'm here at the Odyssey Police Station, where authorities are investigating local businessman Bart Rathbone and his son after they tried to purchase a motorbike with counterfeit money.
What?
Here they come now. There's quite a commotion, but we'll see if we can't excuse me. Pardon me. Mr. Rathbone, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, this is an outrage. We are completely innocent. My boy found that money.
Of course. Rodney, do you have anything to add?
Well, just that I'm not worried about this at all, because I got the best lawyer in town, my Pop.
Really?
Sure. He just proved that the money belonged to me. It should be easy now for him to prove that it don't.
Rodney! We got nothing further to say. What's the matter with you?
What's wrong, Pop?
You got a big mouth, that's what.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.